Jonathan could not reassemble the pieces of his life. The trust and admiration of his congregation were gone, and worst of all, his ability to help them, to contribute to their lives, and to share his ideas with them were gone. Everything important to him was destroyed. His integrity, his friendships, and his ability to do what he loved. Years passed, but that episode followed him everywhere. Wherever he went, his story followed him, like a chain around his neck, heavy for him to carry and impossible for others to ignore. It became part of his life. When people spoke of his goodness, they also spoke of the chain. When they thought of his noble deeds, they also thought of the chain. Jonathan thought about the chain, too. He is still thinking about it. Jonathan's inability to tolerate prostitution was a message to him that he misunderstood. He saw prostitution as evil and, like a white knight, rode forth to battle it. He fought long and hard, but he lost his battle because he fought it on the wrong battlefield. It did not occur to Jonathan that the evil he tried to fight was located within him, and so he saw and fought it elsewhere. He refused to look inside himself, and each time his attraction arose, he pushed it away in horror. Yet each time, it returned more robust and more appealing until, at last, it became stronger than he could resist, and the very thing he battled engulfed him. Jonathan became what he despised most. That is the universal story. It is a story of refusing to look inside and instead looking outside. What you discover when you look inside are the very things you find most repulsive in others. When you struggle against them in others, as Jonathan did, you have no chance of healing them in yourself. The more you struggle, the stronger they become, because ignoring them feeds them, and they grow. They shout louder and become bolder and more determined to express themselves. Eventually, they do.